Grand Doors in Ennis and Andy Doors in Clarecastle and the Doors in the Ennis Municipal District. The fight against crime is coming up, and criminality and a perceived lawlessness. And that's not somewhere where a republic should be. A republic should be a place where people can live and live free of fear of criminality and be, I suppose, confident that their police service is being resourced enough to combat that criminality. And in the conversations I've had since that serious incident in Clarecastle, I've spoken to a number of members of An Gardaí, plainclothes Gardaí, uniform Gardaí, and they all say the same thing, that they want to be able to put it up to this form of criminality. They want to have the resources and the equipment to put it up to this form of criminality. And if you're a detective and you are allowed to carry a firearm, it was said to me by a detective privately that the last thing you want to do ever is discharge that firearm if you don't have to. So it was said the use of tasers, which are used all over the world, I would believe at this stage, that if our detectives were issued with tasers, they could use the taser in a similar incident like this one, where you could disable the person that is a danger to themselves and the people around them, without inflicting, I suppose, a death upon them. You with me? And that would be a massive step forward. But what I've called for really is a bigger deterrent. So the tasers, I think, could happen immediately. And on top of the tasers, what the town of Ennis needs, based in it, for the county of Clare, is our own armed response unit. I understand there's a response unit in Limerick, and I understand there's an armed response unit in Galway, and they are used in the region, whatever they're called. But with the capital town's population growing, with the villages around it population growing, and with the county's population growing, I think it's time now for the Gardaí senior management and the Minister for Justice to put an armed response unit in the Ennis Garda station, based in the Ennis Garda station, and that acts, I believe, as a deterrent to criminal gangs and organised crime, where they know that if they're planning an incident, and they think that Clarecastle is a great place because you're 40 minutes before anyone gets there, well, this will deter them because the armed response unit is no longer 40 minutes away; it's 6 minutes away in the town of Ennis, and I think as a deterrent and as a combat against this crime, it is something that's needed, I would say immediately.
Just finally on that one, Tommy, one thing that we're hearing every time we speak to Gardaí is that the Garda Representatives Association, rather, I clarify that, is that, look, Minister for Justice Helen McEntee and Drew Harris have both said that I believe we need another 4,000 Gardaí in the ranks to be where we want to be in terms of personnel power. But what we've heard from the GRA is constantly that they're shackled to their desks due to over administration and too much bureaucracy. What, at a council level, can we actually do to change that or to have more Gardaí on the beat?
Well, that's a very good question there. At council level, and what a councillor can do is limited. But what you can do as a public representative is make people aware of the issue, raise the issue in public, raise the issue with central government, and use the council chamber to make that issue be heard. And like if a councillor is talking to people in the municipal district, is talking to the Gardaí in the municipal district, and they're coming to him or her with an issue, surely it is the councillor's role to raise that issue and work with all stakeholders in that to resolve that issue. And we all know that these incidents have happened in Ennis and Clarecastle over the last couple of years. They're frightening incidents. They're dangerous incidents, and the response to them isn't, according to the Gardaí themselves that I've spoken to, the response available to them doesn't match the crime itself. So maybe it's time now to give our Gardaí the resources and the equipment and the team to match that crime if anyone is ever planning it again.